Nika Agumake joins us on Sports Byline USA, had an All-American career playing basketball at Stanford, and she was the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft, so she's moving on to pro basketball. How hard is it kind of emotionally, given the way college basketball is, the family orientation at the college ranks, to think about moving away from college basketball and going into the pros, Nika?
Well, you know, it's a bittersweet type of experience, but I think at the end of the day, especially with my experience at Stanford, I was prepared over 4 years to, you know, be pushed out into the real world and obviously in the professional world as an athlete. And I enjoyed my time as a Cardinal and, you know, even as a student athlete of the game. And I had so much fun on and off the court, but I think it's time. It's that time to, you know, go out and show everyone what you've learned.
Tell me a little bit of how you think your game developed and evolved over the 4 years at Stanford.
I mean, you know, coming in, I couldn't have told you what role I would play on the team. I was just coming in trying to play hard, practice hard. I don't take plays off. I try my best to, you know, go 110% the whole time. And I think that's a big reason why I developed as a player over the years, you know, which with each year came a different skill. But also with each year came more leadership opportunities for me to be a leader for my team and to show my teammates, you know, what it's all about, what Stanford basketball is all about, playing for each other and winning. And so I think it was also, as much as it was a skillful development, it was also kind of a mental development as well.
Yeah, you bring up a very good point, because you've got a coach that kind of really impresses upon players that they need to develop as a total person, and particularly mentally. I'm talking about Tara Vanderveer. Tell me a little bit about how she pushes players and what she did in the development of you.
So Tara, you know, she's one of those wise owls of the game. She knows the game so well, and with that, she teaches very well. I think I learned a lot from her on and off the court about being a better person and being a better player. But I think she does a really good job of focusing in on what you're capable of and just taking it one thing at a time, whether it's a skill, whether it's, you know, each practice you work on something different, work on talking more. And she really breaks it down. And I think that by kind of catalyzing all of those little things, it just makes one huge success at the end. And she did a really good job. Definitely, I'm so thankful that I was able to play with her for 4 years.
One of the things she told me about you is that she considers you to be a coach on the floor because you have that mental orientation and that ability to push the buttons on your teammates. Does that make you smile a little bit when you hear that?
Yeah, I mean, because when I go out and I play, that's one of my number one priorities. I try to affect not just the game, but my teammates. I try to make people better. I try to make people feel comfortable and also, most importantly, have fun. And so that's been kind of a focus of me as a player and kind of, you know, an approach I take to playing basketball.
I often wondered, the way you guys ran through the Pac-10, which became the Pac-12, year after year, always winning the conference championship, was that something that kind of hurt you later on when maybe you went against teams you had never seen before that maybe were a little bit tougher than the teams you faced in the conference?
I wouldn't necessarily say it would really hurt us, but you know, the competition we have over here is overlooked, and I think that by playing teams over and over again, it's harder and harder to beat them, and so they prepare us for teams that we probably, you know, wouldn't normally see in the tournament, or even different styles of basketball, granted, because, you know, East and West Coast styles can be different, but also coaches' philosophies cater to the differences in the game as well. But I think I would say that our conference prepared us very well for whether or not we were going to see another team again or a new team.
You know, I was just going to ask you about the difference between East Coast and West Coast basketball, because in the East, of course, you've got Connecticut, a powerhouse. You've got also Tennessee is a powerhouse. Duke is a powerhouse. Do they play a different style of basketball back there?
I think that the cultures are slightly different, but I wouldn't say that it's drastic. You know, at the end of the day, we both get on the court and we play the same game. You might say that it's a little bit more physical on the East Coast and a little bit more, the game focuses more on finesse play, kind of on the West Coast in a sense, but that doesn't stop us from stepping up to the challenge and playing physical games. And I think we did a really good job of showcasing that this past tournament.
How frustrating was it to get to the Final Four as many times as you did during your career but not be able to come away from a championship?
Well, you know, the only people that ask me that are people that have never gone to a Final Four. So, yeah, that's what I have to say about that, really. I mean, because people can't even say that they've been to one. But, you know, when you go to so many and you don't win it, granted, that's very frustrating, but the journey was what was celebrated most. Whether we were going to win it or not, we went and we achieved as much as we possibly could. I would have rather gone four times and lost it than not gone at all. And I'm just very proud of each and every team that I've been on that's been able to get that far. Getting over that hump is always the hardest. And, you know, we suffered different kind of problems in the end. But I think sharing that journey with my teammates was the most important part.
Well, what impressed you the most about Brittany Griner?
I think her development is impressing me the most because I'm not sure a lot of people were really talking about her when she was a freshman, and now she's a junior, and she, you know, is averaging almost 25 points a game and almost 10 rebounds. And her development as a player and her footwork at with someone her size is lethal.
Yeah, that's the thing I thought about when I watched her and I talked to her coach a little bit about her. She said to me that her ability to move got so much better from one year to the next, and it appeared to be that way when I saw her this season. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. And she also has, you know, a great support staff around her to kind of help her also do well, and that also reflects on the players that she plays with. They do well because she does well as well.
Talk to me a little bit about your mom, because she's been such a great influence. I was reading a story today about her in which she said if you had to choose between her or one of your sisters, make sure you choose your sister. But her influence on you, how did that come into play?
It was a huge influence. Obviously, she raised me. She and my dad, they raised us a certain way, and they raised us to be good people. It doesn't matter what you're doing, but to always be a good person. And to be responsible and to never put anybody before your family. And I think that is that's really special for our family, because in our culture, it's family comes first and family is huge. And she did a really good job of stressing that, which is why I think I'm so close with my sisters and we're successful, because we kind of cheer each other on and we support each other.
Yeah, is it going to be a little bit more difficult for your sister staying at Stanford, or is it going to be difficult in that you set a standard, the bar pretty high, and that people will come to expect her to live up to what you performed at?
I think it's actually going to be easier for her to be 2 years alone than what it was for me, because I came in by myself, and she was with me for 2 years, and now she's about to do it on her own. So in hindsight, she has the upper hand. But with regards to leaving and standards, I think it would have been harder if I set low standards, because then then she wouldn't have been as successful as she is now. And I don't doubt, you know, the developments that she'll make over these next 2 years. And I'm really excited to see where she and my former teammates will take Stanford in these next couple of years.
Are there one or two sisters still at home?
Two.
Okay. Are they both going to be, you think, someday at Stanford?
I have no idea. So people ask me that every single day. I have no idea.
You know, it's amazing to think about how talented all four of you guys are, because I've been following their careers down in the state of Texas. And, you know, when you think about Texas, you think usually about football, Nika, but women's basketball is pretty big down there, is it not?
It's huge. And I think that I was grateful to kind of be a part of that movement, I guess you could say. Before I entered high school basketball, there was Ebony Mangum, you had Aubrey Cook, Tracy Ray, and I forget her name, it was Jessica Morrow. And they had, you know, a lot. I mean, that's all in Houston, but there's a lot of great success out of women's basketball and men's basketball, obviously, in terms of athletes that come out and do well in college and in the professional world.
We only have 45 seconds left, but when you think about the WNBA and professional basketball, what do you assume it's going to be like? How much different will it be than, say, compared to college basketball?
I think it's, you know, it's different because, one, it's a job now. But I think people who are playing it now are even that much more passionate about the game because they did the work that it takes to get to this level. And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun in college, but I'm ready for this next step, and I look forward to the challenges that it poses.
Also, does it look good for you on the USA National Olympic team?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, that's always been a goal of mine. I'm sure that gang that they have now is going to do great, as they always have every year. And they have a great coach in Coach Ariema. But that's always been a long-term goal of mine.
Well, I want to thank you, Nika. You had a fine, fine career. It was fun to watch you, and you're going to be great at the next level. You're absolutely right, and also it'll be fun to watch your sister as she moves on through her final 2 years at Stanford as well. Thank you very much for your time. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Nika Agumake with us again. She played her career at Stanford, All-America career there. Boy, was she a good one, a 6'2 power forward, and she was picked by the L.A. Sparks as the first overall pick in the WNBA draft, but her sister, Chinee, is going to be staying around Stanford for a couple more years. We've got you on Sports Byline.